Mitch McConnell, President is not going to be removed from office. By Wendell Hasebo on September 1, 2021. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, told reporters Wednesday that President Joe Biden will not be removed from office in wake of the deadly Afghan evacuation that left 13 U.S. military personnel killed, an estimated 200 American citizens stranded, and billions of dollars worth of equipment in the hands of the Taliban. "Well, look, the president is not going to be removed from office. I think the way these behaviors get adjusted in this country is at the ballot box," the Wall Street Journal reported McConnell's remarks. "There isn't going to be an impeachment," the Kentucky senator who lost his majority in the 2020 election cycle added. Though McConnell shot down impeachment calls for the president likely due to the lack of Senate votes to do so, nearly 40 combined Senate and House Republicans have called for Biden to resign. The calls for a resignation stem from what one Republican House member called the deadly nightmare evacuation. The frustration has motivated Representative Jerry Carl, RL, to co-sponsor a resolution Tuesday which demanded that the president resign immediately for proving himself to be unfit to lead our nation and serve as our commander-in-chief following the deaths of American servicemen and women. Not only have Republicans been angered by the 13 U.S. military personnel killed by a suicide bomb outside the Kabul airport, but many feel America has been embarrassed on the world stage for leaving billions of dollars of U.S. equipment in the Taliban's hands. Video footage has revealed to the entire world the Taliban parading around the country in triumphant fashion with the abandoned equipment. If the Taliban touting their success over their American enemy was not enough to anger the GOP, the Taliban are now in control of a country where an estimated 200 Americans are stranded behind enemy lines. Even Biden's former interpreter who helped Biden flee the country when he was a U.S. senator has not been saved by the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces. "Hello, Mr. President, save me and my family," interpreter Mohammed told the Wall Street Journal while he is in hiding. "Don't forget me here. I can't leave my house," he said. "I'm very scared." When White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was questioned on Mohammed's plea for help from Biden, Psaki claimed, "We will get you out, we will honor your service, and we're committed to doing exactly that." The White House has also promised to save other Americans who Biden has left behind but said Tuesday they did not have any updated numbers to report. "I don't have an update for you on the numbers, but that's something the State Department would have the best assessment of," Psaki admitted. Despite Biden's Tuesday claim he would do his best to save Americans, during which he also claimed the deadly evacuation was a success, Biden's mood, too, has been noticeably sour. When Psaki was asked what Biden is mad at, Psaki deflected the probing question. "A few of us observed he seemed angry at the beginning of the speech today. Who is he mad at?" the reporter asked. "I would say I'll give you a different assessment of what I saw, which is that he gave a forceful assessment, laid out a forceful case to the American people as to why it was time to wind down a 20-year war that has led to the loss of thousands of lives," she responded. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.